in the book of the Revelation, promises to the overcomers. The book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name. And for this occasion, we are going to consider the new name. The new name. God specializes, if I may say, in giving new names. Book of Isaiah, please. Chapter 56. Isaiah 56, verse 5. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name. He's going to give a place and a name. Chapter 62, verse 2. The Gentile says, see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. Thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Chapter 65, verse 15. Ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For the Lord God shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. God specializes in giving new names. In the verse that we read, he's going to give us a new name. I wonder what my name is going to be. Have you ever thought of that? What is God Almighty going to call me? A secret name. I wonder how I stand before him. God has given many name changes. Let me read for you a few where he has changed the name of people. He changed Abram to Abraham. He changed Sarai to Sarah. Changed Methuselah. Changed Jacob from his former name. He changed Simon to Cephas. And he's changed many names. And he's going to give me a new name. Again I say, what is my new name going to be? You know, here on earth we give new names. For example, I call them pet names. I have a pet name for my wife. I gave her that name before we got married. And if she were here, she'd be the only one that knows that name. And for each of my daughters, as they were growing up, I gave them a pet name. And each daughter knew her pet name, and nobody else knew that name. For my two granddaughters, I've given pet names. I had a friend, brother in the Lord. He visited us once several years ago. He's now with the Lord. His mother died when he was quite an infant, and he was raised by his grandmother. You know what his pet name was? Lollipop. Doesn't that give you some idea of what she felt about him? Lollipop, her grandson. Then I think of another pet name. Young fellow in college, he lived in the dormitory. And his girlfriend would come to the dormitory window and Angel, his pet name was Angel. And his classmates changed angel to angel. And when he got in medical school, I never knew his first name. I only knew him as Ainge. Pet names. Name changes. And do you know that God has some special names for us even today? Let's look at some of the special names that God has for us today. Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 14. You will have to excuse me, I'm having trouble with this light. Now, is it the light or is it my age? Probably the latter. Acts chapter 5, did I say? Yes. Verse 14. Believers were the more added to the Lord. We are known as believers. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers. We are believers. Well, what do the believers believe? Now, you go home and find some more. I have a list of 17 things here that believers believe. What do you believe as a believer? Or certain things we believe. The Bible is the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth, bore our sins in his body on the tree, shed his blood. Those things we believe. We are believers. Acts chapter 1 and verse 15. Acts chapter 1 and verse 15. In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. We are disciples. Chapter 6, verse 2. Chapter 6, verse 2. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples. We are believers and we are disciples. What is a disciple? A disciple is a pupil, a learner, one that's taking in things. He's going to school. Are you learning? Are we learning? Years ago, fifth term in high school, Professor Kelleher, professor of English, first report card, class of 20, three passed. As the Lord would have it, I was one of the three. Passing mark was 65. Three of us got 66. Second report card, Arthur Garnes got 64. I went up to Professor Kelleher. I said, I don't understand. I got 66 on the first report card and 64 on the second. I don't understand it. Explain it. He said, what makes you think you should get more than 64? I said, well, I did the same thing on the first report card as I did on the second. He said, that's your problem. In this class, you don't remain still. You either go forward or you go backward. How about it, beloved? Are we learning? First Corinthians chapter 3. First Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 1 and 2. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto fleshly, even as unto babes. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to take it, nor are you able now. No advance in the diet. Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 11, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For at the time that you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again what are the first principles of the Lord. They weren't learning. We are pupils, we are disciples, and we are expected to learn. Are you learning, child of God? Do you know more today of the Word of God than you knew last Sunday? Are you learning? Do you know more today than you knew 2 weeks ago? We're in school. We're pupils. We're supposed to learn. That's a divinely given name. Are we learning? Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. Verse 26. When he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. It came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves together with the church and taught many people. The disciples, we just saw that word, were called Christians. Oh my. That's another name for us. Christians. First Peter chapter 4. We are Christians. First Peter chapter 4, verse 16. First Peter chapter 4, verse 16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, that's another of our names. What does Christian mean? A Christian is a follower. Are we following? How near are we following? Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verse 58. But Peter followed afar off. We are Christians. We are followers. How near to the Lord are we following? How near to the Lord are we following? It has been put this way. If I were in a certain circumstance, I should be doing what Jesus would do, but I'm not following. I wouldn't know what he would do unless I were following. We are Christians. We are to follow, not as Peter followed, afar off. O child of God, how near are you to the Lord? Are you walking with him? Two cannot walk together unless they be agreed. Followers walking with him. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 2. Colossians 1 and verse 2. To the saints. We are saints. Did you know that? What is a saint? One that is separated to the Lord. Years ago, working at a certain hospital in New York City, I was on night duty. Nurse called. I went up, took care of the problem, and as I was leaving, the nurse said to me, "The Pope made somebody a saint today. It must be wonderful to be a saint." I said, "Yes, it is." She looked at me as if I was out of my mind. But on every nurse's desk, there was a King James Bible. And I opened that Bible and showed her that I, Arthur Garnes, was a saint, set apart for the Lord. And I told her how she could be a saint. Did you know I'm almost finished? There's another name by which we are known. Oh, I have so many scriptures here. I don't want to burden you with all of them. When you go home, you look them up. But we are brethren. Again, Colossians 1 and 2. To the saints and faithful brethren. Do you know that we are brothers and sisters in the Lord? Now, there is one thing that should characterize brothers. Genesis chapter 12. Chapter 13, I'm sorry. We are brethren, brothers and sisters. Verse 8. Abram said unto Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between us, between me and thee and my herdmen." Why should there be no strife? We are brethren. Psalm 133. We know this one well. "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together." How? In unity. Oneness should characterize us as brothers and sisters. I have here a list of things that should characterize us as brothers and sisters. 1 Corinthians 12 and 24, we read, we have been, don't bother to turn to these. We have been tempered together. Ephesians 2 and 5, we are quickened together. Ephesians 2 and 6, we have been raised together. Again, Ephesians 2 and 6, we have been framed and joined together. Psalm 133 and 1, we should dwell together. Philippians 1 and 27, we should strive together. Philippians 1, 3 and 17, we should work together. follow together. 2 Corinthians 6 and 1, we should work together. And you know what the results will be? We will be comforted together, Romans 1 and 12. We will commune together, Luke 24 and 15. We will rejoice together, Romans 12 and 15. We will be, oh, this is nice, we're going to be caught up together. And then after that, it tells us that we're going to live together through all eternity. Together. We are to be together. 1 Corinthians 1. Pretty sad, isn't it? You can't read your own handwriting. That's the ravages of time. So stay young. 1 Corinthians, I don't have the exact quote here. Is Christ divided? If the Lord Jesus Christ is not divided, why should we be divided? We are to be workers together. We have been comforted together. We are to work together. Christ is not divided. We are brethren. We are pupils. We are Christians. All of these things should characterize us right here and now. And one day, we're going to get a special name. The Lord himself is going to give us a special name. I wonder what he's going to call me. Have you ever wondered what he's going to call you? There is one name in poetry, and I pray the Lord that he will never, never call me by that name. Lazy Bones. That's a terrible name, isn't it? A child of God, lazy? Very bad. Lazy Bones. I'm about through. I hope you've gotten the message. The Lord is yet going to give us a name, but at present we have a name. Let us live up to our name. That's all, beloved. I'm finished. I have a hymn here, but even that I can't find. I warn you, stay young. Oh, one other thing. I have a nice poem here. We are Christians, no? Followers of Christ. We are our neighbor's Bible. Let me read. I am my neighbor's Bible. He reads me when we meet. Today he reads me in my home, tomorrow on the street. He may be relative or friend. Or slight acquaintance be. He may not even know my name, but he's reading me. Do you believe that? Your neighbors have an opinion of you. Pray, who is this neighbor who reads me day by day to learn if I am living right and walking as I pray? He is one who always is ready to criticize. So worldly wise in his own eyes, and sinner in his name. Dear Christian friend and brothers, if we could only know how faithfully the word records just what we say and do, we would write our records plain and make them look and see our worldly neighbor one to Christ while reading you and me. They are reading us. You get that in 2 Corinthians. The story is told of a missionary to the Philippines. He preached the gospel, but there was one man, went it came near to the end of the meeting, he would always leave. And he decided, I've got to get to this man. And so he arranged it that he would be at the exit door and get this man before he escaped. And he got this man one night and said to him, why do you always leave the meeting so early? Here's a Bible, I will offer it to you. He said, no, I don't want the Bible. Here's a Testament, I don't want it. Here's a tract, I don't want it. Why don't you want anything that I'm giving you? That Filipino said, if you are reading that Bible and doing what it says, all I have to do is look at you. I don't need to read the Bible. Does that make sense? Is that reasonable? If I am doing what the Bible says, then anybody doesn't have to read the Bible, just look at me. They are reading us, beloved. They are looking at us. What do they see? What are we telling them? Again, I'm searching. I found it. The closing hymn, 475. I have a shepherd, one I love so well. How he has blessed me, tongue can never tell. On the cross he suffered, shed his blood and died, that I might ever live in his love confide. Following Jesus. Let us be followers of Jesus. And don't follow as Peter followed. Peter followed afar off. You young ones in school, don't follow afar off. Follow real near. Don't be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or they will laugh at you. They used to laugh at me. I've told you before that when we went to medical meetings, here comes Garnes, he only drinks water. What's wrong with that? Best drink in the world. Water. Follow the Lord closely. Following Jesus, ever day by day. Nothing can harm me when he leads the way. Darkness or sunshine, whate'er befall, Jesus, my shepherd, I'm following. 475.